All right. It's a true honor when Nick Swartzen calls apropos of nothing.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
What's Meat Sauce wearing?
Rosen's underwear on my face is a mask.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah?
And, I'm just chilling out. Did some shows here over New Year's. Talked about farting and diarrhea.
Nice.
Got paid for it.
Wow.
Sweet. Sounds like this show.
Speaking of getting paid for talking about farting and diarrhea, I have yet to watch your Netflix special, but I hear it's fantastic.
Yeah, check it out. It's Comedians of the World. It's me and Rosen.
What's Rosen's stand-up called?
Rosen, his stand-up is called...
Oh, no.
With farts, wide Rosen.
That's interesting. Very good.
Nick, since you are a worldly individual and you have a lot of famous friends that follow you on Twitter, when you tweet about things like Mark Rosen, do you ever have Adam Sandler go, who the hell is this old guy you're tweeting about?
Yeah, 100%. People are like, who is this guy? But the best thing is like when I go on tour, I'll be like in Portland and there'll be somebody in the crowd like, Mark Rosen!
No way!
Oh, it happened nonstop on my last tour. And all these people are like, what? And like people in Houston would be like, with arms wide, Rosen! Mark Rosen guy! Who is this man?
That's pretty good.
That's
it's always fun. What did you think about that no call on that PI?
Well, Ben Lieber said,
I actually want to hear your answer. That was my question to you. It's like, I'm guessing you watched the games, and I want to hear your reaction to the botched no call.
I mean, I'm obviously not a Saints fan at all. Like, Sean Payton came to set one time when we were filming a movie, and I was just like, nope. I just walked off set. And Sandler was like, why are you being weird? I'm like, oh, I don't know. The guy that cost us the Super Bowl? Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm being weird. Good Lord. And he was, like, handing out jerseys, all this, like, Saints swag. I was like, great, new toilet paper. But I thought that no call was insane. Like, if that had happened against the Vikings, I mean, I didn't even know how, like, I mean, I was at this bar in Florida. We were all watching the game, and everybody was baffled. I mean, you can't do that. I don't know. I was speechless, you know. And, again, I'm not a Saints fan, but I felt bad for them a little bit on that because, I mean, there are other blown calls, but that was just like, come on. I don't know. What did you think?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of not being a Sean Payton fan, it had to have been, as you're watching the game, you had to feel kind of good in the fact that he blew that. In my mind, he blew that game with just his clock management.
I agree with that 100%.
The fact that you don't run the football after that Ted Ginn long throw and you're now in perfect territory. The game is in your grasp. The Rams have two timeouts. You want them to use up as many timeouts as possible and run as much time off the clock as possible. And his dumbass throws the football.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I'm just isolating that exact play of that PI. So it's just like tackling a receiver as the ball's coming to them. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was poor clock management. There was a lot of things, but that specific call I was pretty baffled about.
Yeah, one of the weirdest parts about it is the guy, Tommy Lee Lewis, the receiver, he seemed to be the least upset out of everyone. I can't believe he didn't throw a massive hissy fit on the sidelines.
I know. I think he's a robot.
Let me ask
I'm gonna
you.
Put a lot of money on the fact that he might be a robot. I would have diarrheaed in my football helmet.
So let me ask all of you guys this. Now that the game is over, right? We all saw the game situation, the circumstances in which the Rams won. In your estimation, who really was the better team yesterday?
The Saints.
Yeah, I think the Saints.
Yeah, I'd say Saints.
Yeah.
But that kick was so clutch though, dude.
What a bomb.
Well, and
that was pretty sick. I mean, I wish we had a kicker.
Let's be honest, Nick. If that had happened to the Vikings, the exact same thing, we would have had to send like a missing persons report for you and a search party to find you.
Oh my gosh. I would be in a fetal position just in some alley behind Sneaky Pete's or something.
Didn't you once walk into the ocean after the Vikings lost a game?
I did. Oh, I've had horrible meltdowns.
Didn't you yell the F word and, like, throw stuff one time at a bar after the Vikings lost, like, a regular season game?
Oh, I mean, I've gotten, it's just been a disaster. When the Vikings lost one time, I can't remember what game it was. I think it was against the Bears. I put a cigarette out in my mouth.
Oh. Have you ever broken anything of personal importance, like a TV or something like that?
100%. 100%. I've broken several TVs. In my old place I used to live in, I broke 3 windows in my place. Because I threw the remote against the wall and it would ricochet, and I broke 3 windows. So when I moved out, the person, you know, what's it called when you, like, put down money, like the damage deposit, whatever.
Yeah, security deposit.
And the landlord came and he was like, there's 3 broken windows. I never got them fixed. He goes, are you okay mentally? I was like, no, I'm from Minnesota. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
All right, it's early, but what do you think, Rams or Patriots in the Super Bowl?
I just don't know how you can bet against Tom Brady, dude. The guy's just ice, man. Like, when people hate him, like, so many people hate Patriots, they hate Brady. I've never been in that camp. I'm always like, dude, this guy is so unreal. He's just, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big Tom Brady fan. That guy's just nasty.
Did you know Rosen retired?
Rosen's retarded?
No. Retired.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, of course I knew that.
And now Adam Sandler knows, too, because you tweeted about it. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, Nick.
I have one more thing for Nick. I have one more thing. Did you know, as a big sports fan, of course, that you are, for Minnesota sports fan, former Minnesota Viking Matt Burke is now a comedian. Did you know that?
Is that true? I remember Matt Burke, of course.
Yeah. Now he's doing stand-up comedy. Yeah, he opened up for Meat Sauce last Friday.
He opened up Meat Sauce? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This radio show is getting horny.
Thanks, Nick.
Does Burke live in Minnesota still?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Oh, he's opening for me at 100% my next show. Not even a question.
Oh, bam. Thanks for the invite.
Done deal.
All right, done.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, dude.
Bye, right, Nick. See you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Eat, pray, love.
That is the absolute soberest he's ever sounded on this morning
show. Crystal
clear. Yeah. You opened up me.
All right, so he's broken TVs before.
Yeah.
After a loss. Did you guys see the Barstool Sports tweet about the Rams win?
Yeah.
How great was that? I mean, I'm not a huge Barstool Sports fan, obviously.
No. They're huge duds.
Do you see this, Ben? You didn't see this bit?
No, I don't think so.
The tweet says, quote, this is why they moved two football teams to L.A. You can't fake this kind of passion.
I saw that video of them.
And they tweeted a video, 18-second video of a bar in L.A., and Zuerlein bombs the 57-yard field goal that would have been good from a half a galaxy away.
Yeah.
And there's a little smattering of applause. All the Rams fans are like, yay! And then at the end of 18 seconds, I believe the gal says something like, so is that it? Like, she doesn't even know the game's over. He or she was like, is that it? Like, nobody's, throwing anything. Nobody even gets out of their seat. There's no, yeah! It's just, oh, great. That's cute. Yeah. Nobody cares. Now, I know that's one bar and it's a 5-person example, but it's still really funny. Like, wow, that's
so great. Since we're on that topic, I know this is not all just free advertising for them, but Pat McAfee is actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see his tweet last night?
No.
It was so simple but brilliant. He says, these refs out here bird boxing.
That's good.
Pretty good.
I still haven't seen that. Is it worth it or not?
I haven't seen it either.
Creasel said no. I think
I've heard a lot of people say no.
I think Nordo has said no. He watched it.
Everybody said the ending's dumb.
Shocking. David hated it.
Hey, I'm Ben.
Yeah.
But he's Chad Abbott just forwarded an email along with an article to a newspaper article out of New Orleans this morning that you're mentioned.
Oh, neat. I didn't hear
that. Oh, really?
Yeah. Talking about that pass interference play that you were talking about earlier this morning.
Let's
take a look at this article and talk about it when we come back.
Okay, cool. Sweet, man.
I wonder if they're fair to Ben. The other New Orleans headline that I liked, if you saw it, was Reffing Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was the headline in New Orleans this morning.
Those people have to be furious. Yeah. We'd have to look for Wobby.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, it would have been over for Wobby.
Ding, ding, ding.
Time for our national cash contest. Listen to the fan every hour for the keyword in your shot to put a grand in your hand. This hour, your keyword is jock. Text jock to 200-200. Standard text messaging rates data may apply.
Yep. When you talk, I feel like you're an idiot.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on the fan.